The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa hosts Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Just really, happy to get two road wins, two conference wins, and two road wins the last 2 weeks. So I thought the team handled that challenge pretty well. And now it's good to get back, back into Kinnick and have a chance to be at home again for the first time this month and play an excellent Maryland team. Team that's, showing a lot of good things. They're doing a really, really good job, and it's a unique preparation for our football team. So, we're going to have to have a great week of preparation and hopefully be at our best Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chad Listicow, Des Moines Register.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, Chad.
Two questions here, both a little bit unrelated. But first, curious if you got to see any of the Monday night game last night. It was littered with Hawkeyes. But more, it seemed like it was almost a C.J. Beathard infomercial. And just curious about, the importance of having a guy like that that plays quarterback at the next level, doing some good things.
Well, we were actually out watching, eating dinner with the team, and it was on the pregame portion was on where it looked like a nice feature on CJ and his family and some footage of him here, so that was neat. And the only part I saw, unfortunately, for CJ was the last two drives, San Fran's drive. It ended with a pick and then Green Bay taking it down. So I got to see those two possessions. But even bigger than that, yeah, really nice for CJ and really happy for him. Not surprised. He's doing well. And I think we had five guys in that game last night. So I don't know if they touched on that during the broadcast, but that's pretty neat too.
And then as for this year's team, is Brady Ross's status for this week and same with Ivory Kelly Martin.
Yeah, Ivory got back yesterday and is practicing with us. Brady will not make it, and I'll throw Jack Hockaday in too. I think that's probably doubtful at this stage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Leo.
Hey. Coach, a little bit of a touchy question. Do you think at the end of the year the NCAA has to revisit the targeting rule? Because seeing a lot of defenders are being ejected when there's no consideration for time and distance when the ball carrier changes his angle. Does this need to be done, do you think?
I don't know how you change it, though. I guess it's a really tough play to officiate. I think we took a really positive step when – a replay got included. I think that was certainly necessary and important. But, I saw one last night on film, actually. Two teams, unrelated to us. It was two teams watching opposition film. And I know it was a 15-yard penalty. I assume the player got ejected, but it was a defender who had no chance to get out of the way. So it's, you could say it was hitting a defenseless guy because the guy just turned into him. Neither guy had the ball, but they threw flags, and that was a bang bang situation where I don't know what either guy could have done to get out of the way. But it's tough. It's just a tough thing, and I don't think overall it's a huge issue. But I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, I'm just asking a couple of the coaches in light of Nick Bosa's decision to withdraw from school and get ready for the NFL draft. If you think that's something that we might start seeing more of with underclassmen who project as high as he does when they have an injury to just kind of shut it down at this point, or do you think it's more kind of an individual, unique type deal?
Yeah, I guess, did that just happen today? That's news to me, but
yeah.
You said Bosa, right?
Yes, so, Nick Bosa, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think just, it's fair to say the world we're living in right now is changing daily, not just apparently daily, because I wasn't aware of that, but You know, it's just maybe hourly. So I don't think anything would surprise me as we move forward. You know, it's just what, 2 years ago maybe, I think it was the first time I can remember a player, a veteran player, pulling out of a bowl game. And you know, my exposure to the world, I guess, is when I come in the morning or go home at night. A lot of talk this morning about the running back with the Steelers, what he's going to do, how he's going to do it, all that kind of stuff. And it's just, you know, it's all reflective of the world we're living in. And I guess there's a business side to everything, and there's also a sports side to things. And, you know, you would never want a player to do something that's stupid. But at the same time, you know, yeah, there's some conflicts at times. And, you know, I think we're just living in a place right now where things are, you know, nothing would surprise me, I guess. And I guess I developed that motto when I was at Maine back in 1990. So nothing's really changed, but the world's changing, certainly. And, yeah, I think the way people look at their involvement at any level is probably a little different than it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago, maybe 5 years
ago. As coaches,
ago.
Do you guys have to adjust to just players either having more control over transferring or, you know,
well, yeah, I think, you know, you just, yeah, you can't really be surprised, and you can't let it ruin your day. We for the first time ever that I know of, maybe in the history of our program, certainly in my 20 years, we had two players declared for the draft last year. I mean, we normally don't have that many guys that are capable of doing it, but you know, they did, and I don't second guess either Josh or James's decisions. I think they made very sound decisions, and it was best for them personally. But that, you know, it was different for us, and you know, we only have 13 seniors here this year. That's part of the reason right there. But again, it's just kind of sign of the times, and you deal with it, and know that things could happen. And I guess if there's a positive side, usually if it's somebody doing what you reported today, or somebody going out to the draft, or you know, whatever, it's because, you know, they're good players, so it's good to have good players.
Thanks, Kirk.
Okay, thank you,
Coach. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.